Here's some more tips to developing stock and flow diagrams. Start with the stocks, add the flows, and then use converters to explain the flows. To identify which stocks to include in a map, first identify the critical behaviors of the system and create and discuss behavior over time graphs that reflect those behaviors. When choosing a name for any element in a stock and flow map, keep comparative words such as more or less out of the name. For example, level of stress is preferable to more stress. Converters contain information that ultimately affects the flows that affect the stocks. Work outward from the flows and identifying those converters. What converters will affect each flow? What converters will affect those original converters? Once you've drawn your stocks, flows, converters, and connectors, make sure you look for the feedback from the stocks that makes the system dynamic. Ask questions such as, does the accumulation in the stock affect its inflow, outflow, converters, other stocks' inflow, outflow, or converters?